Now the WFAN three-day weather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 65 to 70, and then for Wednesday, cloudy and cool with a chance of showers and a thunder shower in the afternoon, a high in the mid-70s. Wednesday night and Thursday, showers likely, possibly some thunder showers, a low Wednesday night in the upper 60s and a high Thursday in the upper 70s. The current Central Park temperature, 79 degrees, and that's what's happening. I'm John Clossy, WFAN Sports. Our next report, well, let's say 11:30, maybe midnight. Here on Sports Radio 66, WFAN, the number one sports voice in New York.
Well, evening to you and how you be. Steve Summers here, Sports Radio 66, WFAN, New York City at 11:26 and 28 seconds. We're in a rain delay. A 61st Major League All-Star Baseball game of Chicago's Wrigley Field. The rains are there. They hope to get the game in by 11 o'clock Chicago time, midnight, New York time. We'll see what happens. John Clossy is here, and we can take some phone calls. John and I will be with you to schmooze a little bit about SPORTS until at least midnight New York time. We'll see what happens. What do you think is going to happen, John Clossy?
How weak is this All-Star game? Yes, you got a rain delay. Rain's been forecast for 2 to 3 days, raining on this game. Half of CBS's network is in Chicago. Everybody in Major League Baseball is in Chicago. And during the rain delay, they run 9-1-1 with William Shatner.
Very ugly indeed.
How weak is
Very
that?
Very ugly indeed. So the rest of the country, during the rain delay of the All-Star game, watching 9-11 with Captain Kirk. Unbelievable. You can tell they're a rookie network doing a Major League Baseball game.
And, you know, guys like Ernie Anastas are sitting there in their studio saying they broke it till about 11 o'clock. Why didn't they give it back to us to do the news?
That's right. Oh, I know. Oh, there will be memos written.
Oh, man.
There will be people put on hold. There will be pink slips, possibly. And there will be a lot of memos. And there will be a lot of meetings behind closed doors. You would have to say that with a couple of days' notice, as you point out, knowing the weather forecast well in advance, a couple of days in advance, no news to anybody, the chances of rain were very strong at the beginning of the game, and so forth and so on. It was very possible there was going to be a rain delay. People, officials have known this for 24, 48 hours at least. And 9-11 comes on CBS television during the rain delay. Now, John, up to right now, what was it, the seventh inning, American
right.
League first and third off of Jeff Brantley of the San Francisco Giants. No score in this game. And everybody thought with Canseco and McGuire and Ricky Henderson and Mitchell and Fielder and Dawson, this was going to be like 15 to 13.
Well, and I said to the people in the newsroom yesterday, I said, for all of the bashing that Wrigley Field takes as an easy home run park, I would just love to see the wind blowing in. I have to say that I'm sorry for making that statement because it's really been a pretty boring All-Star game.
Well, I'll tell you something. See, I get caught up in the pomp and the ceremony and the circumstance with all of the hoopla. I kind of like that. Did you hear how Steve Sanks was booed before the game?
Oh, yeah.
How Strawberry, Viola, Franco booed before the game. And, of course, Will Clark was roundly booed. I enjoy all of this kind of stuff. It gets kind of emotional. It gets kind of fun. It gets kind of exciting. You forget already about all of those people who didn't make the team or why this guy is starting and that guy is not starting. Life is not fair. Baseball is not fair. The All-Star Baseball game is still a glorious midsummer event. To me, the best of the All-Star games you have among the four major sports in professional sports. Let me ask you something. I mean, because this was a very, very controversial moment during the course of the All-Star game. Roger Craig intentionally walking Wade Boggs to get to Jose Canseco, who grounded into a force to end the inning.
Yeah.
And Jack Buck and Tim McCarver doing the game on CBS TV didn't really know what to think of it.
No, and you know, I guess you would have to be familiar, and you would think that they would be, that Will Clark and the Giants have an axe to grind with Jose Canseco in the battle of words in the Bay Area between those two superstars of baseball. It started, I guess, with one of them saying, how did it go, Steve? It started with one of them saying that the other one was nothing, and then the other one replied.
Well, it really began before this season began, right around the time that Will Clark signed his new contract. And Jose Canseco came out publicly to radio, television, newspapers, and he was saying, hey, this guy is not that good. You know, he's not the best player in the Bay Area. What's going on with the media here? He wouldn't have gotten that money if he was white. And then, if he wasn't white, he got this contract. I only got a one-year contract for $2 million. I'm worth a lot more. I'm worth a multi-million-dollar contract. Here, Will Clark hasn't got the numbers I have. And you know how outspoken Jose Canseco is. And he made this remark regarding Will Clark signing a long-term multi-million-dollar contract. He wouldn't have gotten that contract if he wasn't white. Well, that got the ball rolling between these two, and they've been going back and forth ever since. So after Canseco most recently signs his long-term $23.5 million contract, he's still getting on Will Clark. He's calling him a sloth, and he's making and Clark is calling Canseco a jerk. I think that Roger Craig, and this was not pointed out by Jack Buck and Tim McCarver, I think the only reason that Roger Craig did that was to protect his hitter, protect his own, Will Clark, and it tried to embarrass Jose Canseco by walking Wade Boggs to get to Canseco, who grounds into a fourth.
And isn't it interesting?
The ultimate insult.
And isn't it interesting that in all of this, you have the Giants manager teaming up with, of all things, a Dodger pitcher to accomplish
that's
this.
That's right, Ramon Martinez. Yeah. Yeah, and Mike Socha.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I thought it was like a nightmare. Oh, you're right. Ramon Martinez, Socha, and Roger Craig. Oh, I know. And you know, it's interesting
all for
also.
The benefit of Will Clark.
That's right. And I think, you know, we were schmoozing. That's right. All to protect Will Clark. You know, like Will Clark and Roger Craig now are going to be like adopted.
Yeah.
They're going to be like father and son from now on in, because Roger Craig did that. And it was so funny. Jack Buck is going, what is going on here? And McCarver, as sharp as a tack, he's going, I don't really know, in so many words. And then there was another incident with the Giant, Jeff Brantley, facing Cecil Fielder with the bases loaded, no score. And my mind, John, goes back to 83, Atlee Hammaker and Fred Lynn. You know, a Giants
that
pitcher
one
giving
up. Going a long way.
That's right. A Grand Slam home run, the only Grand Slam home run in All-Star competition given up by a Giants pitcher. And I thought, okay, Brantley is now going to duplicate that feat and give up possibly a Grand Slammer to Fielder who popped out to center.
The only thing is, I think you're going to need a rifle to get it out of Wrigley Field tonight with the rain coming down and the wind blowing
Well,
in.
You're familiar with that ballpark. You've covered games there. You know all about it. The wind's obviously coming in very strong. Aside from the rain,
yeah. The
winds are coming in, right?
Well, the one way you can battle the wind at Wrigley Field as far as home runs is concerned is hit the low line drives into the seats. But now you got the rain also being a factor, and it was pouring at that point, coming straight down. So even if you hit the low line drive, the rain has a tendency to kill the low line drive and bring it down, so you don't even get a chance to reach the seats that way.
John, I got to tell you, when I was watching the movie The Natural, right, do you remember?
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden the rain came, there was lightning and there was thunder, and then Roy Hobbs hit one into the light standards to win the game. Does this mean now if they resume play at Wrigley Field that Will Clark wins the game for the National League?
Well, at least now they have light standards to hit the ball into.
That's right. Oy, yoy, yoy. Wait, sacrilege. What is going on? Do we want to take a break?
Here's the thing, Steve.
Okay.
Someone above us is upset with lights at Wrigley Field. First night game that was ever to be played at Wrigley Field, it got rained out. First All-Star game
tonight
at Wrigley Field is getting poured on.
Okay, we should let everyone know that the reason you're listening to me and Clossy right now on Sports Radio 66 WFAN New York, there is a rain delay in the 61st All-Star game in Chicago at Wrigley Field. David Schuster, who is working the game for WFAN in Chicago, has told us, relayed the information that they are hoping, the umpires are hoping, that the rains will stop. They can resume this game at 11 o'clock Chicago time, which would be midnight New York time. The word is they are going to wait and wait and wait as long as they have to try and get this 61st All-Star Baseball game in. But right now, we have maybe some business to get in at 11:35 and 20 seconds on Sports Radio 66 WFAN, New York. We're taking your call, 718-937-46 is number to call. Steve Summers here, along with John Clossy, the two of us. Because two heads are better than one.
We'll see. David Schuster's going to join us after the break.
Oh, three heads are better than one. We get back to you after this.
America gets its sports from the fan. Sports Radio 66, WFAN, New York.
All right, right now, during a rain delay, and if you're listening, and of course you are listening right now to WFAN Sports Radio 66, there is a rain delay with the 61st All-Star Baseball game in Chicago, Illinois. They're going to try and get the game in. David Schuster, who is working for WFAN in Chicago, David, tell us when they hope to get the game back in.
Well, I'll be honest with you, they should be playing baseball right now. It hasn't been raining for over 10 minutes. The tarp is on the field, and there's no reason why they should not be playing baseball. And hopefully, they'll get it together real quickly and start this game up very shortly.
All right, when you say very shortly, can you give us any kind of a timetable? Your original report a little while ago was, okay, they're going to keep the tarp on, make sure the rain stays away until what, 11 o'clock Chicago time?
Well, again, you can't put much stock in the meteorologists in Chicago because they're wrong more than half the time. But originally when the rain delay started at 10 o'clock local time, they said it would probably rain for about 1 hour's time, and they were going to wait it out and try and start this game at 11 o'clock our time, which is midnight your time. Again, the rain stopped about 10 minutes ago. It has not been raining for that duration. The tarp is still on the field, and at this point, they're not doing anything about it, which is, in my estimation, is sort of foolish.
Well,
it's late enough already. They should just try and finish off this game.
Let me inform you something, Dave. This is John Clossy.
Sounds like David has a hot date.
Yeah.
Let me maybe shed some light on this for you.
Go ahead, please.
The reason they may not be playing, well, CBS Television went to a broadcast of 911 with William Shatner, and they probably had to complete that.
Well, that could be. Who knows? That might be higher ratings than the rest of this All-Star game, so maybe they do want to stick with that.
What's been your impression of the game so far?
I hate to say this, but it's been rather dull. You see a bunch of goose eggs up on the scoreboard as we're now in the seventh inning. Very little offense, which is not exactly what they had in mind, I think, when they booked the game here at Wrigley Field. You probably expected a home run derby, and with the wind blowing in, it's a different ballpark than when it's blowing out. So, quite honestly, there's a grand total of 6 hits on the scoreboard right now, 5 by the American League, 2 by Wade Boggs, 2 by Sandy Alomar Jr. The National League has only 1 hit so far. So really not much to talk about in a scoreless tie.
Well, you know, I had mentioned this on the air earlier, David, and being from Chicago, having been to Wrigley Field quite a few times, I tell people here that it blows in as much as it blows out, and I was kiddingly yesterday saying that I kind of, just because of all the bashing that Wrigley Field takes as being an easy home run park, I was hoping the wind would blow in for a change in the midsummer. And now I'm sorry I said that, because it's turned into a pretty boring ball game.
Yes, it has. In fact, yesterday when it was blowing in also was Jose Canseco, who probably thought he was going to hit about 20 out here yesterday in that home run hitting contest. He didn't hit him out of the infield. So, as you well know, it's a totally different ballpark when it's blowing in as opposed to when it's blowing out.
So they're saying at this point that they're going to wait as long as necessary, or do they have a time in mind, do you think, where it gets to be a problem?
I don't know when it gets to be a problem, quite honestly. They've already lost, I would say, 10,000 people from the original crowd who had to go home and get up for work the next morning.
You're not serious. You mean to tell me that people have left the game? You mean actually some people have left?
Yeah, well, maybe those are the people who came in to watch the game from Los Angeles. I'm not sure.
Well, I guess CBS Television was saying that they're hoping about 20 minutes from now that they'll get this game started again, so...
I got to scratch my head why they're even waiting that long.
Yeah, as you say.
They should be playing baseball right
well,
now.
Well, I'll tell you why they're waiting that long. They got to wait until 9-11 with William Shatner is through.
Well, I wish somebody would rescue this place right here, right now, because people are getting itchy, and you don't want to have another Chicago riot here.
What was the what were the fans like coming into the game? Was it was the spirit dampened at all because of the weather and the threat of rain? How were the fans reacting to the whole thing?
Well, as we speak, the ground crew is sprinting out onto the field, and we're going to get the tarp off the field, and I'd say it'll be probably about 10 minutes before we get this game going. In answer to your question, yeah, I would have to say it was probably dampened. People were looking out their windows all day today and seeing that there was a chance of rain, and then when they got here to the ballpark, it was drizzling fine. They started the game about 10 or 15 minutes late, and we've had a couple of delays, and this is not what people had in mind when they booked the All-Star game here. Although it's sort of ironic, because every time the Cubs have a consequential game here at night, including that historic first game at Wrigley here at night, it was rained out, and a lot of their other night games that have been booked in here at nighttime have also been rained out, so maybe somebody upstairs does not want there to be night baseball here at Wrigley Field.
That would seem to be the case, at least in those examples. David, we'll let you go, and hopefully we'll talk after the game.
Okay, thank you.
All right, David Schuster in Chicago as they wait to try and get this All-Star game restarted. Rain delay, top of the seventh. American League with men on first and third and nobody out when the rains came and the tarp came, too. They're taking it off the field, hoping to get it underway in about another 15 minutes. We'll take your call. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Net fans, follow your team all year round here on The Fan. Sports Radio 66, WFAN, New York.
The sports leader, Sports Radio 66, The Fan, WFAN, New York.
All right, Steve Summers, John Clossy here at 11:44, 55 seconds. We are in the middle of a rain delay with the 61st All-Star Baseball game that was going on in Chicago, Illinois at Wrigley Field. And all word right now from CBS, from our own reporters out there, David Schuster, working for WFAN in Chicago, they are hoping to resume the seventh inning in the 61st All-Star Baseball game at about midnight.
Well, the rain is going to stay in the Chicago area because I was noticing the forecast for tomorrow afternoon. American League's got four games scheduled tomorrow as makeups from the lockout. One of them is the White Sox playing at home. They got a 60% chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, so the rain's going to stay in the area. It's just a matter of trying to get it in between the showers is what it comes down to at this point.
All right, so let's take some calls, and we'll take Dave from Little Falls. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, David.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, smooth with you a couple nights ago. Just wanted to, I was so pent up when William Shatner came on.
Isn't that the worst?
How weak was that?
It's ridiculous. My roommate and I, we get all psyched for the All-Star game. The only time I've gotten psyched, I think, since I was like 9 years old. Go out, get the beer, get the pizza, and then you see this, Wade Boggs had half of the hits all night, and they were little cheap hits. I don't know, I mean, is this an indication that the fans shouldn't vote for the All-Star starting lineup or what? Because I think we could do a lot better if maybe the Baseball Writers Association.
Oh, no.
Or
keep it with the fans. I mean, it's really not that important of a game. It is a great show. Fans get to see all their stars together at the same time. Let the fans keep voting. What the managers do then, if there's some inequities in the voting, let's say you disagree with the fact that Ozzie Smith should be the starting shortstop, then the manager compensates for that, and he'll add Larkin and Sean Dunstan, or at second base, Steve Sachs wasn't the best second baseman choice by the fans, or the one voted in by the fans, then the manager has to add on the guys that really should be there. So it all gets taken care of in most cases. I think, you know, it may have had more meaning to the players in a way when their peers voted on it, which is the way it was before the fans started voting. But it's all the same, and it's, you know, it's just a midsummer kind of a night off from serious competition where they just get together for 3 days and have some laughs and play some good baseball. I keep it the way it is.
And I'll tell you, yeah, that's a very good point. And I'll tell you something. I wish they had expanded rosters so you could see a Carlton Fisk, so you could see a Nolan Ryan.
Really?
I think they should make it about 34 players or something. Why not?
Whatever it takes.
You know,
who cares?
Why not?
Sure, who cares? Whatever it takes.
It's just the whole, I mean, I didn't mind the fact that it was a pretty boring game, but once the 911 came on, I had to call the fans.
Okay, it wasn't boring when Bill Murray was singing Happy Birthday to the Hawk.
That was pretty good.
Come on, that was great.
That was entertainment.
It was.
A lot more than 911, anyway.
Oh, I can't wait to read Raceman. I can't wait until I read Mushnick. And what's the guy in USA Today? Rudy Martsky. Oh, are they going to be all over CBS? 911?
You know what? I can't wait for
it. I can't believe it.
I can't wait to see the job postings on the CBS lunchroom board.
That's right. All right, David, thanks a lot for the call. Bob is calling from Manhattan.
Good evening, Mr. Summers. How are you?
Bob sounds like he's calling
where
from...
Where are you, Bob?
FDR Drive between 79th... It sounds like you're at FDR Drive between 79th and 90.
No, not exactly. I'm on Lexington Avenue, 54th. First of all, good evening to you, gentlemen. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome aboard, Bob.
The reason I'm calling, I tried calling yesterday. I tried three times and...
And that's why you can't get through, Bob.
I'm going to call more
Bob,
than three.
Bob, we know what the problem is. You don't put enough money into the phone.
I did already.
Okay.
Okay. I tried three times yesterday, and there's nobody I call more than three times, even my mother-in-law. She's busy.
You're lucky.
But I would like to say one thing. I would like to congratulate WFAN for what they did yesterday and what they're going to do tomorrow, because it is a classic thing what they did yesterday, and of course what they're going to do tomorrow. Anybody who remembers that Met-Houston game, I mean, sat at the edge of their seats, and it was really a classic to watch and a classic to listen, and I think FAN deserves a great, great compliment for what they're doing. But one of the reasons that I'm calling tonight is, like I said, I tried yesterday. You asked the fans why there are more National League fans than Americans, or why there are more Mets fans, I should say, than American League fans. Mr. Summers, you are a Northern California reject. You came here to New York in 1987, or 88, I believe it is. I don't know if you remember, in the late 40s or 50s, when people used to walk from the Polo Grounds to Yankee Stadium after a day game to watch a Yankee night game. Hello?
Yeah.
And
Northern California reject?
Well, you said you grew up in California and you came here in 1987, correct?
Some people disagree as to whether Steve really ever grew up at all.
Northern, did you say...
Mr. Clossy, you can say I can't.
I hope you...
Okay? But what I'd like to say is this...
Well, you can say anything you want.
No, I don't do that. I happen to have respect for my elders, even though I'm 44 and you're 43. But what I'd like to say is this. In New York over here, we used to have the New York Giants, the Brooklyn Dodgers, and the New York Yankees. We were a 2-1 National League as opposed to an American League team. New York was always growing up as a National League team, as a National League city.
What is your specific complaint with me?
I'm not complaining. I don't call up for complaints. If I want to complain, morning from 4 to 5 a.m.
Hey, let me tell you something right away, okay?
Yes.
You could say Northern California reject. You could say Southern California reject. You could say reject with a capital R.
Yes.
I am here by choice. It took me 22 years to get here.
No,
I would rather you say I'm a New York reject.
No.
Now, you wait a minute.
Yes.
Now, you make an accusation.
Yes.
Now, let me just rebut.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have the last word before we let you go.
Okay, sir.
I'm here by choice.
Right.
You understand that?
I understand that.
Nobody is going to leave family and friends and roots to come to the sports capital of the world unless that is their goal.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something right now.
Yes, sir.
If I make it here, fine. If I fail here, I've had the experience of working in the greatest sports market in the country. And don't you forget that.
I'm not forgetting it. What I'm saying is, you wanted to know yesterday why there were more Mets fans than Yankee fans. Is I'm trying to explain that New York used to be a time when there were two National League teams as opposed to one American League team.
I understand that.
and we were brought up as National League. I can tell you that there were many times that I used to sit on Empire Boulevard on top of the sixth floor on the roof and watch Dodger games, play the Braves or play the Pittsburgh Pirates. We were a National League town. Yes, the Yankees did attract. The Yankees always did win. The Dodgers always did lose. The Giants never won. But we were a National League town. We Met fans, I'm a Met fan, I'm a Yankee fan, I'm a Knicks fan, I'm a New York fan. And I don't want to see the Mets win or the Yankees lose. Because one more point that I'd like to make, and then I'll let you go. Years ago, there was a computer fight between Muhammad Ali and Rocky Marciano.
Right.
I would like to see a computer broadcast when the Yankees were doing well in the 70s and the Mets were not doing so well. How would WFAN scream about the Mets and raise the Yankees?
Yeah.
I would like to see
that'd
that.
Be interesting.
I would like to see that. I mean, in the 70s, the Mets were awful. I mean, there was no problem getting a ticket to go to Shea Stadium. There was no problem getting a ticket. There was no problem attending a game in the 70s. The Mets were really awful. And the Yankees were drawing crowds, and the Yankees were winning.
Absolutely. But
and I'm not saying that George Steinman... I'm not saying
you
George
gotta,
Steinman...
You got to put another quarter in the phone. Hurry up.
No problem.
Hurry up.
Steve, for you, I'll spend any money. No problem. No problem. But what I'd like to say is this. I know George Steinman ruined the Yankees. I know he put them into the ground. But let's really give him a little bit of credit where credit is due. He did sign Catfish Hunter. He did sign Reggie Jackson. He did sign Chris Chambliss. He bought in ball players for money. I know one thing. If I want a good suit, I go to Brooks Brothers.
Another dime.
I put it in already. If I want a good suit, I go to Brooks Brothers. If I want a lousy suit, I go to Fifth Avenue on the sixth floor. I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Yeah. How many free agents have the Mets signed? What did the Mets get for Tom Seaver?
Not much.
What did the Mets get for Nolan Ryan? I mean, let's be realistic. Well, the Mets are doing well. I appreciate it. And the Knicks did well this year. The Rangers fouled up in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, we are New Yorkers. We love to see the New York teams do well.
We want
to see the New York teams do well. But what I don't...
Well, I'll tell you this. As a rejected Northern California, I can't stand the Oakland A's.
I know that.
I'm glad Roger Craig intentionally walked Wade Boggs
I heard you yesterday when you said that. But I'd like to just make my point. God bless you. Keep well. Have a good night. Enjoy the rest of the ball game.
Thanks,
all right. Bob. Thank you very much. This guy is out of change.
Boy, he covered a lot of
ground. Oh,
that's
he covered
the first payphone I ever heard was call for.
You have to cover. You have to cover a lot of ground when you only have 45 cents. All right. We'll have maybe we'll take another call or two. We have Bruce from Flushing. Good morning. Good evening, actually.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Okay.
Fine, Bruce.
Okay. Klaus, you covered the Jets this year.
Yes, sir.
Your reaction to the draft pick Moore. Now, obviously, they're going to like a four wide receiver said probably this year. Coming from Cincinnati. Now, I'm sure this guy's good. I really haven't seen him. My main question to you is: the Jets are in desperate need of defensive help, plus the fact they're in desperate need of offensive line help. If the Jets go into the tank this season, aren't they going to regret not being able to pick up a top defensive guy in next year's draft? Because of this draft pick.
I understand what you're saying, and if those kind of players are available in next year's draft, I would say that they might look back and say that. But the fact of the matter is, what they're showing you right now is that they're going to play mostly, at least in this first year of this regime, they're going to be exciting on offense. They're going to put some points on the board. They're going to be entertaining. And they are stocking up in an offensive way, especially at wide receiver. And I think that that's where they're trying to...
Philadelphia, good morning.
Yeah, shows what kind of problem CBS is in. They show, Rescue 911.
Well, that's what we were talking about.
I mean, why don't they have some good sense that shows, something, why not, something good like Murphy Brown or something.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you this. There's another candy besides Maldonado.
If you're going to show me William Shatner, you better show me where he goes where no man has ever gone before.
Okay, also, Will Clark or nor anyone will, pull a natural and hit a home run into the lights because all the lights at Wrigley Field are in foul ground.
That's true. You got a good point there.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, and you wonder how this is going to affect the with a lockout in the makeup games tomorrow.
Well, if right now they never get the game going again, which they're going to in a couple of minutes, we're going to go back to Chicago. It would just go down as a 6-inning, 0-0 tie. That's the way it's going to go down, because once they got the game started and they played this much of it, they're not going to hold it over till tomorrow, and they'll let those guys go.
Yeah. Well, I'm praying for good weather in Chicago tomorrow. I'm a White Sox fan. I don't know if you heard about the promotion they're doing tomorrow.
No.
It's called Turn Back the Clock Day, a little Comiskey Park commemorative. And the players are going to wear 1917-style uniforms. Of course, that was last year. The Sox won it all.
Yeah.
Electricity will be kept to a minimum. The scoreboard will not be operated, electronically.
No fireworks.
And good old Nancy Faust, the best organist in baseball, will instead be playing the accordion.
Oh, all right. Well, there's a 60% chance of rain for Comiskey Park today.
Well, keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. Let's try and slip in one more if we can. Real quick, Stanley from Manhattan. Good morning.
How are you doing, Steve?
Hi, Stanley. Go ahead. We only have a few seconds.
Okay, I've talked to you before. Maybe I should call back later on when you're on. I want to talk to you about the Yankees and Deion Sanders.
Well, make a point in 25 words or less, and we'll let you go.
Okay, George is a victim of his early success. He went the free agent route. It worked for him early. The real way is to build a team from the farm system. But it worked for him early. And he thought he could keep going that way.
Well, and you're right. I mean, they just haven't developed anything coming up from the minors.
A lot of other teams did the same thing. If you remember, California Angels spent more money in free agent market than we did, the Yankees. But it wasn't the true way to work. So since it worked for him that long and early, he thought he could continue to do it. But it shows that it doesn't really work in the long run.
No, it doesn't. I mean, the days of keeping a player for 15 years, the odds are those are over with.
Those days have gone. The money and commercialism has destroyed all of that type of integrity.
But you got to develop the talent. You really do.
Yeah. All right. Stanley, call again while we have more time to schmooze, because in a couple of seconds, we will go back to Wrigley Field.
One of the nasty boys will be pitching.
One of the nasty boys. Goodbye, Jeff Brantley. The situation in the seventh inning. First and third and nobody out for the American League in a scoreless game in the 61st All-Star Baseball game at Wrigley Field in Chicago, Illinois. Now, Clossy and I will be back with you a little bit later for updates and schmoozing and everything else. But right now, WFAN in New York takes you right back to Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Sports Radio. WFAN New York.